Back now with Day to Day. Seattle's famous Pike Place Market turns 100 today, and while it's definitely showing its age, none of its charm or appeal has faded. It remains an urban escape into a world of flying fish, fresh vegetables, and Northwest culture. Phyllis Fletcher of member station KUOW reports on the history and the future of one of the oldest and most colorful farmers markets in the U.S.
Megan Townsend peeks into a cheese shop at Pike Place Market with her husband. She's wearing an awesome dress.
It's an all-lace white wedding gown, strapless, sweetheart neckline with pearl detail.
Yep, she's a bride. Got married a couple months ago. Then this week, Megan and her husband, Matthew, came all the way from Phoenix just to have wedding pictures taken in Seattle. The market was on their list. Why?
There's some cool, funky pictures with a lot of colors and funky stuff.
Funky. It can mean artsy and fun, or kind of gross. Or all of the above. The word comes up a lot when you ask about the market and its history.
They wanted it funky. They wanted fresh produce. They wanted the history. They wanted it all. And they got it.
That's Michael Yeager, the so-called mayor of the market. He's a historian and a hardcore preservationist. He writes about the market and sells his wife's watercolors in a booth that's got a special place in market history.
When the farmers would bring their horse-drawn wagons full of produce here, they'd put their horses in this stable in front of our store up these ramps, and then check in here at the wagon master, and then go out to sell their produce.
Originally, the market was only for local produce. Today, produce is trucked in from all over, and musicians, craftspeople, and specialty retailers are also part of the mix. And, of course, there's the guys who throw fish. Hard not to mention them.
4 pound buffalo!
4 pound buffalo!
And working quietly behind those guys, Don Cazzaro Jr. of Don and Joe's Meats.
Anything else tonight?
I never really understood why people like to have their food thrown, but it works for my neighbors.
Cazzaro's family has been in the market since 1924. He says if you want to work there, you have to like people. And it doesn't hurt to have a butcher's sense of humor.
This morning I was working really fast, but when I was making hamburger, I kind of backed into the grinder, got a little behind in my work.
Cazzaro says the market is like a circus. Hectic, unpredictable. Rich people, poor people, and everyone in between come in to shop every day. And it doesn't just feel old-fashioned. The buildings are old, and they're all managed by Preservation and Development Authority, or PDA, right downstairs from Don and Joe's.
Usually the only time I hear from them is if I have a leak or something that's dripping on their office, which is unfortunate, but the next day there'll be somebody above me leaking on me, so that just kind of comes to the territory down here.
Cazzaro looks forward to the day when the PDA raises money to overhaul the infrastructure of the market, so things like leaks won't happen so much anymore. Seattle voters could decide to pay for that next year. Even then, the question of how it's done is a touchy one. Don and Joe's would benefit from major overhauls, but the market mayor bristles at what those changes could mean.
You know what my customer said about my floor, original floor? If you ever change that, we'll never come back again. That floor must have been there for 100 years. People love this market for what it is.
Yeager says the people of Seattle proved that when they saved it from being razed or redeveloped in the 70s and again in the 80s. He agrees parts of the market are crumbling and need attention. But today, the market gets attention as it is on its centennial. People will celebrate with music, face painting, and, of course, a salmon toss. This is Seattle, after all. For NPR News, I'm Phyllis Fletcher.